Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
All right, guys. We have two very special guests today. They did so well, honestly, so we brought these little bitches back. We've got Soph and Olivia Culpo here back with us. We have so much to catch up on. Life, bachelorette, wedding planning, things coming forward in 2024.
So relationships.
New relationships. Yes. All the things.
Mine, not hers.
Yes. Like who?
Well, first, let's just cover, because everyone's so sick of it, but we have to talk about the bachelorette. How was it for you, Liv?
It was so fun because of you guys. I think I'm still hungover, honestly.
Me and Soph had to get IVs the last day.
But then I got so sick. Obviously, I wasn't drinking. I was like, we called it the Cancun Wuhan virus.
Cabo Wuhan.
It was so bad.
It was like, me and Soph first. And
we were
then
patients
by, X. Yeah, we were patients X, one
you
and
guys,
two.
Guys, let's do it again.
I
was like, I don't want that again.
Yeah, that group chat, though, for the week following the bachelor, it was just like poop emoji.
No.
Like,
the amount of people that couldn't go to my birthday party because they were shitting themselves.
They were like, come on, there's diapers in the goodie bags, just come.
Every part was so fun, but first of all, the fireworks from Christian, that was amazing. And then Jackson and Lucho dressing up as security,
the white swan. We've got the swan. And like the commitment level with the like costumes, everything was so good.
Oh my god, Jackson. That was like the pinnacle of his life, I think. He was like, my entire career has culminated to this one point, and it's like he just lives for like planning bougie trips.
I thought it was so genius to bring a content girl and a photographer. If you can, wherever you are, like, find someone, because it saved us so much time. A lot of us really were on our phones.
I love this out of touch advice you're giving our listeners.
Get a
next time you go on a trip, my hack is just hiring content.
Leave Grammy at home.
A videographer. It's like, thank you so much,
you know,
Justin, for that.
Me so classist and privileged because I get my nails done. Okay, so
tone deaf.
I'm just gonna brand myself with that. All right, guys. It was gorgeous, though. I can't believe we're already halfway through the wedding. How's planning going?
I know. It's going so well.
You didn't get my dress yet, though. What about me and Sophie?
Will say, Christian and I keep going through, one of us has a breakdown and then the other one has a meltdown, kind of just back and forth. Lightly, not anything too crazy, but the guest list.
What are you guys
melting
really down about?
It's mostly like,
I
it's
doubt
mostly
it's over the
family stuff, really, like guest list stuff.
It's like, no, Aunt Becky is not sitting next to the fondue
it's just
table.
Guest list stuff. No, it's all like stupid service level problems, and we're very lucky. And it's going great. Okay.
Oh my god,
it's going great.
Wait, are you allowed to give us any like inside scoop about like what the designer might be?
Who's
for
the flower
your dress
girl?
Or
the flower girl will be Soleil. Please start training her now.
this is the highlight.
What about Iris? His name is Iris.
What do you mean, Iris?
Your niece?
What do you mean, Iris's name is Iris?
She's making
it's a
flower joke.
No, I'm saying
did not land.
Not Iris.
No, yeah. Soleil and Iris will both be flower
girls. Yeah, see? Yeah.
And then maybe Katie will walk them down. And then Remy will be the ring bearer with Oliver.
Oh,
and then you will have a nice outfit.
Well, okay, so give us the tea on like what designers are you leaning towards, or do you not know?
I do have a designer.
Oh, you do, but is it?
Aurora, you know the designer.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys put in the comments who you think the designer is. How about that?
Thank you.
Wow. And are you going to try to have kids that night?
Yes.
Yes.
My plan is.
Are you going to have sex on your wedding night?
Well, because it's so funny. Do you see that TMZ post of Olivia's like, breaking news. Olivia wants kids after marrying Christian McCaffrey. It's like, wow, how groundbreaking. That's someone wants babies with their husband.
I saw that. I was like, really? Clearly the news is slow today. Yeah.
You guys, I cannot wait for Olivia to have kids. This is being like an older sibling when you have kids first. And then like, when I had my kids, Olivia was like very much like, you know, she was dating a toxic guy. She was just in a totally different place in her life. And she did not get it. I remember you brought you and we shall not say his name came over and like my nipples start leaking through my shirt. And Olivia's like, Aurora, cover up. Like, he's going to see that. I'm like,
I wish.
Like the rage that goes
Aurora,
through
Aurora. I love how your like post baby brain goes to the worst. I was like, I was laughing at it and you didn't think that it was funny. And maybe it wasn't funny. And maybe someday when that happens to me that won't be funny. I don't know because
no,
I haven't done that
it's
yet.
It's not funny. You're embarrassed. No, Aurora,
I remember the 4th of July. I came over to make you like a 3-tiered cake. I went into your kitchen, cleaned everything perfectly, made you a cake, and you were like, she's cooking
you guys,
in my house right now. Can you believe that she's cooking right now? Well, I just had a baby. What
you guys,
an asshole.
You guys, you just this is such a bitch. You want to know the actual story? Olivia came over with a cake that said 3M. You'd think it's 3 months for the baby. 3 million followers, guys. 3 million followers.
This was a celebration for Olivia.
3 million followers.
Okay, that was a separate baby. That was a different
you
baby.
You re-gifted me a 3M cake.
Because when you turned upside down, the M, it was W, and the baby was 3 weeks old.
Yes, thank you so much for your kindness and generosity.
And also,
it was
when
she came over and had a taco party at my house and then left with, you know what? You're going to see when you have your baby and it's 3 weeks, you're not going to want me to come over and throw a party. I promise.
Well, it wasn't like I left a mess. I wanted you to have a party and you didn't tell me that you didn't want to have a party.
Yes, it was.
And maybe I won't want to have a party, but I will make that abundantly clear in a nice way
because
to everybody.
Because now you know what postpartum looks like. But you guys,
we know
postpartum. Let this be clear. A postpartum mom is never wrong. Say yes. Smile. It's always your fault. It's fine.
No, you should have put a padlock on your house. Like you should have just said to everybody, don't contact me.
When I had Soleil, Gus, this is, guys, in the height of COVID. I had her in August 2020. Gus shows up literally when I got home from the hospital from a C-section with 8 of his friends who had just got off a plane from LAX from Rhode Island. You know, it's COVID. You don't even have people over, let alone strangers who I don't want them to see my newborn who is, by the way, premature, like coming in with their like creepy COVID germs from an airplane. But it was just like the disrespect or just the out of touch mentality people have about new moms and like what is correct etiquette with a new baby is mind blowing.
Well, there's that saying with when it comes to parenting, you think you know everything until you realize you know nothing.
Yeah.
And that is true. You guys have been spending way too much time together, clearly.
You just came
out. Yeah, we hate each other. By the way, disclaimer.
Well,
right
you
now,
guys
we all
just
hate
spent
each other.
7 days plus on a cruise together. How was it?
No comment.
No one threw each other overboard.
Nice. I thought we had a nice time. We didn't really spend that much time together.
I was like alone in my room most of the time.
That's nice.
I thought the cruise was
nice, but I was like, by day 7, I was like, all right,
no,
I missed my friends.
You also weren't answering your text messages.
Yeah, you weren't.
I was always on
moody
my phone
for a couple days there. What was happening
you
in your relationship?
In a really bad mood.
Nothing was going on in my relationship. I was going crazy for spending so much time with you people.
I was with Remy and Soleil a lot. Yeah, we went crazy a little bit. But when you have 3 toddlers on an 8-day vacation, it doesn't matter how prepared you are. I don't care if you teach preschool or whatever they do.
Those
people have. It's really hard.
It is really hard. And I even Olivia was on a plane and I was like, call me back. And she's like, what do you need? And I'm like, I need to ask for your love and support on this trip. I have 2 children. I'm going to be by myself. I need to ask that you take them for like a little bit so that I can work out during the day. And she's like, okay, fine. Like, I find that like, that's what you have to like prepare people for what you need, because then if they don't step up and you think they're reading your mind and then
it's
resentful.
Yeah. It's your fault. Soph has a new relationship. Her boyfriend, if you follow her, is very hot.
He looks like Jude Law and Paul Walker.
He looks like Jude Law, but also he's like
cool. I say he's like a San Diego guy. Like he's very chill. He's like well put together, but he's not like.
But he has a job. San Diego guys don't have jobs.
I know. I know.
I don't think anyone in San Diego has a job. I'm like,
they don't.
He's also he's from Tennessee, so he's a Southern boy. But then he moved to LA for law school.
Did I ever tell you that? So when I talked to my psychic a couple months ago, and she was like, "I'm seeing." Like Tennessee, Nashville. And I was like,
I remember.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. I knew this. Okay. What? This is the angel reader palm thing you guys do said Tennessee. Yeah. I've been trying to push Olivia and Christian to move to Tennessee. I'm moving to Tennessee. Your new boyfriend is from Tennessee. Aurora, we just went to Tennessee. You love it. I know you can't leave, but we'll find a way.
Yeah.
But
you guys, if Mikey moves to Tennessee, I can move to Tennessee.
Tell me this. The psychic told you Tennessee?
She said Tennessee to me, too.
Well, sometimes I can't always get it right.
No, but I feel like when you... it doesn't need to be you. It could be like somebody in your immediate circle, you know?
That is so interesting. Tell us the difference and like, tell us what like dating the Southern boys like.
I mean, I dated Southern boys before. They're not all the same. This one.
This is a good one.
This is a good one. Check that.
This is a really good one. My advice for anybody looking for a serious relationship, date men in their 30s. Okay. Yes. They're not looking to fuck around. They're done. Like, hopefully they never really did that. But they're honest and they're looking for something and they treat you like a queen.
I don't know about that, though, because Christian's not 30.
Well, and also the guy.
Sorry about that, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, the guys I'm dating are actually in their 40s and they're
anything just older than 20. And Christian is an anomaly. He's 27 year old.
Well, everybody's situation is just so different too, because you don't necessarily want maybe you want a blended family. Like that's what
I do want a blended family. That's one of the things that I've come to the realization of is like, I want somebody who already has kids and then I want to have one more baby. And like, I want to be the Brady Bunch and I already have like a vision of it.
I love that.
But it's so crazy with my dating because it's like, once somebody crosses me, I'm like, you can cross me. That's a red flag I might have like ignored in the past, but it's like, I am not going to take the chance of waiting to see how you disrespect my children.
All right. If you've been following me for a while and you want to know what I'm wearing, yeah, shocker. It's from Revolve 99% of the time. That has become my go-to site all seasons of the year, whether I'm traveling at the beach or whether I'm going to the snow with the family or whether I just want to lounge around the house or give myself a little gift. I head to Revolve. They have over 500 brands spanning high-end, emerging, and exclusive labels in fashion, beauty, and home goods that consistently offers the latest and most sought-after trends in fashion and have high-quality products. That's what I love. I know that if I'm going to order something there, it's going to be great quality. And if you know what? I don't like it. Dealing with their customer service is so easy, and it also comes with a free shipping label to return, so it makes it very seamless. These holiday months, I can't wait to like crawl up by the fire, even though it's 75 degrees here in California. Yes, the fire is on. We're in the holiday spirit. I'm loving my new sweat set from Mayfair Group. They have so many cute lounge sets, so I go there. I love it. And I'm also going to splurge on myself. I just got myself some new Valentino heels. They were literally 50% off. The sales on their sister site Forward is amazing. So if you want to splurge on yourself this holiday season, be sure to check out Forward as well. That's Revolve's luxury sister site featuring designers like Bottega, Saint Laurent, The Row, and more. So Revolve always delivers with free and fast two-day shipping and returns. So if something pops up last minute, you've got a little holiday party, or you just want to splurge on yourself, they've got you covered. Visit revolve.com/barelyfiltered to shop my favorites for all of your upcoming plans this season. That's REVOLVE.com/BAREFILYFILTERED. Enjoy and happy holidays.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about ClearStem. So I have been very candid about my journey with acne. I dealt with like hormonal acne and just acne from using the wrong products on my skin that I had no idea about. And when we had the two women who co-founded ClearStem, they gave us so much good information. But most importantly, they gave us some samples of their products. And let me tell you, I have been using them and they work so well. ClearStem Skincare is a revolutionary skincare brand that is both anti-aging and anti-acne with zero known hormone disruptors. If you've ever dealt with breakouts, you know that acne products dry and damage the skin, which also causes premature aging. No thank you. But anti-aging products keep breaking everyone out because of the thick, pore-clogging fillers that they use, and ClearStem does not use these. The founders of ClearStem are both in their 30s and they're extremely acne prone, but when we saw them, you would not be able to tell. They made their own non-toxic line that targets acne and wrinkles simultaneously. After reviewing thousands of products over 10 years for her clinic patients, Danielle, one of the founders, knew nearly all of them contain pore clogging ingredients or toxic chemicals that disrupted hormones, and she decided to take matters into her own hands, and I am so happy that she did. Two of my favorite products are the Hydroglow Moisturizer and the Collagen Serum. I love these products. They are making my skin look super plump, and luckily, I'm not getting any breakouts from it. I also love that they have their moisturizer and their SPF products separate, so you don't have to combine the two together, which oftentimes just makes you break out. Visit clearstemskincare.com and use Barely Filtered for the code, and that'll give you 15% off. That's ClearStem.com and use code BarelyFiltered for 15% off your order.
Hi, friends. I'm Cameron Rogers, host of Freckles Beauty and Friends podcast, which is now on Dear Media. Are you wondering what just happened to your life after having a baby or struggling with your mental health during postpartum? That was me just a few months ago. Are you working on healing your relationship with yourself, your body, and or food? Same. We are all on a journey to self-love and acceptance, and I'm right there with you. That's what Freckles Beauty and Friends is all about, reminding you that no matter what, you are not alone. Make sure to tune in for season 5 launching with Dear Media on November 9th and subscribe to listen to new episodes every Wednesday morning.
What do you guys think of Aurora's dating life so far?
I think that your past is there for a reason, and it's to teach you what you don't want. And I think those red flags that are coming up are exactly what you need to be paying attention to. And good on you for saying, I'm not making the same mistake twice. Like, you can't make the same mistake twice. Like, you have to make sure that who you're going for is a sure bet. No chances. There's no error. You can't have any. There's no time to fuck around.
But you know what I've realized is, like, the guys that I'm attracted to, it's like my horrible sense of direction. Like, if my brain's telling me to go left, I'll go right and I'm correct. The guys I'm attracted to, I'm like, okay, it's a no, because like all of my conditioning from my past brings me to these narcissistic, like, you know, egomaniac, like, I need this love, attention, validation from powerful men. It's like, I am not going for that, because it's like the universe being like, here's another test. Let's see if you learned your lesson yet. Yeah. And I'm like,
well, that's why you just have to keep remembering what you don't want and what went wrong in the first one, and just write about that.
And also, the second one.
I honestly,
and the third one.
Writing down exactly what you want in manifesting it works.
I did that, and yeah. I kid you not, I got every single thing on my
you
list.
Did?
Down to play his guitar.
I don't know why I'm so resistant to picking up a fucking pencil and writing. I can't.
I slept
write.
On it. Well, I don't know what actually.
Ready.
It's probably
when
like
you're not inspired to go
no,
there.
No, I'm doing, oh my God, Olivia, I'm doing Hoffman next month. I'm fully
no,
in all
but
of the
I
programs.
Just think that everything happens for a reason, and I think the universe is maybe just not supporting you in that list yet because it knows that you have other stuff that you need to work on with yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I definitely yeah. do. You guys,
it's
I'm reading this book
we.
Right now.
I'm such a firm believer. Me before we.
Yeah, me before yeah. we. Because you have to be whole to, like, you know, contribute to a relationship in a positive way. But there's this book called The Truth by Neil Strauss. You guys have to. Anybody out there who is dealing with any kind of, like, cheating partner, or like maybe you've had problems staying faithful, or you're not really that convinced that monogamy is something that would work for you. This is the craziest book. It's about this guy who like had a sex addiction pretty much. And basically that's just like a kind of gross way of saying like he had trouble being faithful. He went yeah. to rehab, and it kind of follows his story and the stories of all the other people there. A lot of people were like anorexic or like love addicted. And one of the things he says is that men act out by like, you know, cheating and like and acting out in the world like with bad behavior. Women act in. That's why like there's so much yeah. like eating disorders and
oh,
like festering
self-issues.
Like OCD,
anxiety
self yeah. yeah, it's like
we're like binge eating.
Tell us
yeah.
tell all of them, girls. We've all experienced them.
Yeah. I've know. Actually never had an yeah. eating anything with food, which yeah. I think is weird because I feel like I've got all the isms.
You have
yeah.
the you have the opposite of body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
I look back at myself like 10 years ago.
So hot.
And I was like, why did nobody tell me like I was not half as hot as I thought I was? I always think I look fantastic.
I know. Do you ever just look back at an old photo and you're like, damn, I thought I looked good there? Like,
but I'm the opposite. I won't post something. And I was just looking through old pictures of a Cabo trip we did. I'm like, why didn't I post that? That's an amazing like picture. But in the moment, I'm like, it's not right. It's that yeah. angle. Like,
yeah. I'm used to do that too. Yeah.
Do you ever go through your feed and like things that you thought were really like you liked at one point, you're like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. I wonder
archive,
who saw
archive,
that.
Archive, archive.
I do that like, all the time. The edited pictures I used to have, I'd have like sparkling yes. eyes and white teeth and like baby seal skin with like a filter. And I'm like,
I know.
Who thought like, who did I think
no,
I
was but you guys, I went through that phase too. You have to
my
realize.
Neck's like indented in.
Yeah. And the fence in the background is like wonky.
When you were pregnant, we had to Photoshop the baby out. The fence in the background literally.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So warped.
That was so
but
bad.
You had to give yourself a little grace in the fact that that's what everybody used to do.
True.
So
we're all guilty.
Blended in with everybody else's we're photos. Guilty. Now, I think one, we've all grown and matured. And also, thank God, there's been a shift to being like yeah. honest on
yeah.
social media.
Yeah. yeah. It's like if you can't like, see any pores, then like you got to think there's yeah. probably something else not real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah. That's so true. Oh my God.
What do you guys have anything? Oh, that's what people are asking me is update with the show.
Yeah. I get that all the time. I just did a Q&A and all the questions were, where's season two? Where's season two?
You guys, you have not seen The Last of Us, but it's
they
not going to be
a good year.
It's not going to be in the same like capacity, but
know, it's
we're
sad.
Working on things.
It is sad because there was so much drama. Thank
this
you,
year
Sophie.
Would have been the best. Oh my God, I would have carried the show this year. Like it would have been great. First season, it was Aurora.
Yeah,
it would have been
so
me this
hard
season.
When you're like actually in the thick of it though, because in the thick yeah. of it, I was like, thank God we're not filming. Cause like you, I don't think you could have handled it.
No, I probably would
I don't think any of us would have been able. I don't know what would have happened, but maybe it's best that it wasn't captured because we were all saying things that would have gotten us into a lot of trouble.
I had to take your phone away from you at one point.
Why? What was she doing?
I mean,
texting.
We were just being
angry
crazy.
Who?
We were just very triggered.
In your relationship?
No, for her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys were both
that,
acting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, why is everybody acting
like
this?
Why
is headline,
so
like, international
I know.
News?
I'm well, like, it's not that original. People get cheated on all the time.
No, I know, but when it's your issue and you can't get over it, it's like, it's so hard, believe me.
Yeah,
there were a lot of texts that I just wrote and didn't send.
Or
that's
good.
Really
out.
Big of you.
I know.
Yeah, but basically we want to do something and we are going to do something. It's just, you know, all the details are not there yet. But I have some really funny ideas and I'm excited.
I think that was actually
feel like
even
with
better.
The wedding stuff was hard because Christian doesn't really want to show all of that.
Yeah.
But maybe he would change his mind eventually, or maybe we can just
I don't want to try to convince anybody though. Christian doesn't want to be on our show. Then that is just fine. I'm totally fine with it.
Well, wait, how is Christian doing? He's killing it. So we just got Conway a McCaffrey jersey for Christmas. That's all he wants.
Aww.
That and a Bosa jersey. He loves Bosa because he likes to pull flags in flag football. He doesn't. Jackson's the touchdown guy, but they're like, they tell all of their friends, like all of their friends watch the Niners now because
their uncle is on the Niners. Oh. They tell everyone that their uncle's on the Niners. It's how so cute. Sweet. Conway went to his first Niners game. Christian got him tickets and he had the best time. Did so you get cute. In the mail what the boy sent him?
No.
They sent him a letter.
Oh, is it in the mail? Like, so, oh, yeah, a letter.
I say like I last check. Week we sent
he doesn't
it.
Check the mail.
Yeah, I figured. That's what I have to tell you. But they sent him, they both drew him pictures and they gave him Pokemon cards for good luck. They're holographics.
Oh, that is probably gonna like literally put them in his locker.
Yeah. You guys, okay, do you want to hear what our people want to?
Oh,
wanna
yeah,
ask?
Yeah.
Of course, it's 95% of it is inappropriate. Okay, Couple Sisters Season 2, we already talked about that. Plans for the holidays. We're actually doing something different this year. This
doing?
Is the first year that we're not going to be doing stuff together. I'm going to Palm Springs to celebrate Christmas with my ex-husband and our two kids, family of four.
That will sounds be fun. Beautiful. That will be really nice for them. They'll love that.
Yeah, I'm doing it for them. I mean, you know, we're Christmas is not about me anymore.
It's so weird. We're old now. Like,
I know,
we do Christmas. Like, I am going
to
go to San Francisco to be with Olivia and our mom for Christian's game. But
I want to do that too, though. Is it Christmas Day?
It's Christmas
His
Eve.
Game is Christmas Day. Day. Yeah.
Well, then maybe we'll come the next day.
But I'm going to go
the day
to
after Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to be in Christmas. I'll be with my mom and my sister, Olivia, in San Francisco. But I'm going to do before that with a boy's family.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Christmas. Wow. You're going to Nashville?
No. Well, they're actually going to be in Utah this time.
So wait, they don't celebrate Christmas.
We're doing like the Christmas parties. He has like one family Christmas party on like the 21st.
Wow.
So we're doing that.
They're
and
like fancy.
I hope ours is always our well, Christmas is like always like PJs. I'm
Christmas
ready for like a night
party before Christmas. It's like official. Like it's, you invite your employee, like your work friends. Like,
no, these are like our Christmas. He just has, you know, I feel like we don't have friends that actually throw like we throw family parties, and we actually.
But yeah, we always know what day it's on Christmas Eve and Christmas. Yeah. We're not organized. We don't have our shit together enough to have one before Christmas. We just invite strangers to the grocery store, and we're like, more parties on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's
like,
true. That's
well, when you have kids, it's different. One. Like, I'm having a Christmas party on Friday. You guys aren't invited unless you want to like decorate Christmas cookies with me and like my 5-year-old friends.
I'm hosting Christmas Eve. My sister-in-law's German, so their whole they're first-generation Germans, so their Christmas is on Christmas Eve. So we do Eve. And then I host, but like I cater. I'm not cooking.
That's
so I
a
cater
lot of
and then I decorate and we do like.
Are you going to have lumpias?
Duh. Lumpia. Hell yeah. Tyler is Filipino. So my job for every holiday is to bring a lumpia. And it's so
every
so
time
good.
It's a holiday, I like see that she's eating that. And I'm like, it's why am so I over
good.
Here eating dry ass turkey? And
it's,
you got the good
I know.
Stuff.
I have like 40 of them. Yum. They're delicious. Have you guys had lumpia before?
Yeah.
Katie's mom makes them. Our sister-in-law. Yeah.
But those are actually different. She makes an egg roll. Lumpias are small and it's like just like a meat filling. Mm-hmm. So good.
So good though.
Next questions. What's more important, length or girth? We're going to pass that.
Oh, I know my answer.
Sex position.
All of yours, because it's all the same.
Sister dynamics.
What? Yeah. What? Right? You guys all love being on top.
No, I know. I don't prefer that.
Olivia does.
We already talked about my favorite position. It's the one where I do nothing
committed.
And the guy
you're
goes
good
down.
Fiance.
Oh, Aurora's like, I do nothing. I lay there.
Well, you try to find a boyfriend, let's just cut that out of here.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Don't tell him that.
She loves to be on. She does all the work.
I feel like that's true, Aurora. You might change your mind.
No, you guys, that's one thing that I've learned also about being in a monogamous relationship for so many years. You really have to get creative with getting things spicy. So like, I feel like when I date these guys who have like never had a long-term fling, if you like, they don't know how to do it. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's different. And also, you guys, there's a whole world of STDs out there. Yeah, I can't just be out and scare people. You have to use a condom.
Yeah.
Like, that's horrible.
What's
but
a condom?
Also, you have to reframe your thinking because that's a very limited scope of reality and you're going to create that reality.
What, like, for penises?
No, it's not true that everybody's going to be shitty. Like,
I think honestly, the first time says it all. If it's not good the first time.
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
but
see, I actually don't really believe that. Like, I think sometimes the first time it's like, have you ever like had sex with me the first time and you're like, oh, that was not my best work. I feel like I need a second chance.
No, not at all. I think that's the wrong person. I don't think I think that's the wrong person. I think
I agree.
That
it should be immediately.
Aurora, when you're being intimate with somebody, you're choosing.
She's just saying
be
that because I recently.
No, and I feel like that mentality that you thinking you didn't do well enough is that is
issues.
Your problem.
I got
it. Didn't make you feel secure,
issue,
clearly.
And that means
they should be gassing you up. Like, that is the best.
Right,
I've never had sex before I met you. Yes. That was me.
And don't blame yourself because the vibe was off. Like, it takes you to change.
The sex was fine. It's just
you are never
It is an energy exchange at the end of the day. If it wasn't great, the energies was off.
As a woman, I've had this thought before. Aurora, I feel like you're fabulous in bed.
Really? Because you're really good. You're like, you crazy?
Crazy bitches are good in bed.
I'm not going to lie.
That person sucks who made you feel like that.
Yeah. We don't like
that. But you also work on yourself of thinking that.
Yeah. Well, okay, you guys, I'll just give you the full scoop. Because, okay, so somebody that I recently like had sex with, and he knows my past and like my like trauma with my divorce and stuff. He was like, I really like you. Like, don't worry, you're safe with me. Like saying all the things that you're supposed to say. Fucking, I had plans to hang out with him and he didn't text me that day. And I'm just like, like, I was like breathing through it. I'm like, okay, this is redirection. This is a red flag. And I am not in a position to ignore red flags anymore.
And also, my advice, anybody can watch a Hallmark movie or read a romantic book and know what to say, how to appear to make you think that they're this romantic, amazing, loving person. If they don't follow through with action and if it dies out over time or if they don't live up to the words they're saying, they're manipulating you.
Yeah. And also it's like you just went through so much. Like you are fragile. You have every right to be fragile. We've all been in that position before. The last thing that you want to do is take a chance with somebody that might not be a great person. Like it's when someone shows you who they are the first time, believe them.
Yes. Move on. Don't listen to what they're saying. Are they showing it and how are they making you feel? Because at the end of the day, somebody that cares for you, all they want is for you to feel good.
And they know when they're not making you feel good. You're in your 30s, you have kids, like you can't take risks with these assholes anymore.
No.
As soon as you see one red flag, moving on.
And I'm such a second chance giver though. Like I don't hold a grudge with anybody. Like none of y'all would be my friends anymore if I held grudges. You guys would all be X'd out for your bad behavior.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, guys, so you know that I kind of have a preference for the favorite sisters, and it's usually the Culpo sisters because, you know, I happen to be one of them and I think we're pretty great. However, I will say I have been watching the new episodes of The Kardashians, which is on Thursdays streaming on Hulu, and this is not to disappoint. Kim and Kourtney pick up where they left off, fighting like sisters, but nothing comes between family, as I know. There's definitely some new developments this season. There's new feuds, new relationships, blind dates, a fabulous family vacation, of course, and an unfortunate fashion mishap, and things turning on a dime, just to name a few. Khloé has a surprise house guest, but as usual, it's not what you think. And in case you haven't heard, Kourtney and Travis are having a baby. The famous matriarchy is giving the deepest look into their personal lives yet. And I am fully here for it. These ladies are just moving forward together as a family. And family time is our favorite time. I mean, it's my favorite time, but it's mostly my favorite because it's just a chaos shit show. And this new season is nothing short of that. You can catch them, the new episodes of The Kardashians. It's on Thursdays, streaming only on Hulu. guys are not going to regret this. I am fully hooked. And you can catch all new episodes of The Kardashians on Thursdays. And that's streaming only on Hulu.
Okay, y'all, us old folks, aka the 30-somethings, are still on Instagram. And if you are following me on the gram, you know I have been sharing my new obsession lately, which is AG1. I gave AG1 a try because I was tired of just having so many different types of supplements and wanted something, a single solution and something that was easy that I can take on the road, take in the morning. And with the hectic chaos of school drop-offs with kids, I needed something easy and quite frankly, simple. I'm really trying to simplify my life lately. So I drink AG1 in my chaotic morning before working out, before making my coffee, before starting my day. I mean, I literally start my day with AG1. It is the first thing that enters my body. Maybe it's a placebo effect. Maybe it's the 75 plus vitamins and minerals that I'm getting on top of water that I mix it with every morning. I mean, talk about an amazing way to start your day. So it makes me feel amazing. It really does complement my workouts and I intermittent fast. And I feel like it really helps that as well. So I wanted to share that with you guys. And if you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. So just go to drinkag1.com/barelyfiltered. That's drinkag1.com/barelyfiltered. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. drinkag1.com/barelyfiltered. Check it out.
Like, yeah, but we're all honest and we tell you how you feel. And I told her this when she told me this story. It's like, we are grown ass adults with time and kids and jobs. Like, either you're not into it, no problem. Or never talk to me again. Or if something came up and genuinely something came up, just tell me. Like, communication is key.
It's so hard with Instagram, though, because it's like, you know, like I muted this person because I know I don't want to see, like, I don't want to have the reminders of just like that they're alive. Because it is true. Like when you like somebody, you kind of have to, you got to detox them so that you don't text them.
Yeah, but if his name comes up on your Instagram and you see it, if you get that pit in your stomach, like that's intuition. Yeah,
that's your sign.
I know. Well, and not to be confused with butterflies, like this must be the one.
Yeah, yeah, like it's a, like, you will have a breaking point. Like, it's a privilege to even be able to think like, oh, I'm going to entertain someone that I think is an asshole. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
No, of course not. Yeah. And
and it's so hard. It's hard because you're not, because it was maybe kind of fun do that when you're younger. But like now there's just so much that you have to risk. It's like, I don't know.
I think when you're looking for a partner and someone comes along, you want it to work so bad that you like overlook certain things and you would hone in on like the good qualities, because everybody has some good qualities. But once like the real person comes along that like really, really loves you, you're not going to think about him. You're going to be like, fuck that.
Yeah.
I know. It was interesting, though, because like I felt super safe when I first met my ex-husband. Like, we got along great. Everything was like, I never felt this like clingy need to prove or gain attention or anything. But like, that still, it was still a different version of the same person, of which is a love avoidant, because a love avoidant is somebody who's like distant, gives you a lot of freedom. And then for somebody who's like an empath like me, it's a familiar feeling where like, I know I don't have to be truly intimate with this person, so it's safe.
Wait, you're an avoidant?
No, I'm an empath.
Oh.
But I think
I'm anxious.
It's the chase, though, too. Like, maybe it keeps you on your toes and keeps you interested because, you know, like, all along, they don't really care what you do. So it's like, or like, they're just a little bit out of touch. So like that, you're clamoring for
them. Yeah, it's like, oh, you'd rather golf with your friends than spend time with me? What do I need to do to be like a little more appealing to you? This is a fun task. It's like, why do we do that? I don't know.
When I was in therapy, I was talking about not only my past relationships, but your guys's and how we've all gone for guys with these tendencies.
Yeah, because our dad was
she asked me, she goes, available. Now I want you to just take a minute. Are either of your parents a narcissist?
No. I
don't think so.
I texted Olivia
back
at
to mommy
4 a.m.
and daddy.
Always.
I texted Olivia literally at 4 a.m. the other day and I was like, do you think dad was an abusive alcoholic when we were a child? And she's like, no, Aurora. And I'm like, well, because my dad's sober now.
Yeah.
He definitely had a trouble with addictions, but he was a complete love avoidant. Like, well, yeah. he did not say I love you.
I don't like the way that you guys say that, because the reason why dad could never say I love you is because his dad never told him that he loved him.
Yeah, but that's something we had to learn.
But our dad shows us that he loves us every single day. So like, I don't really like when we use that card, because we're so lucky. Like, I'm not even just
everybody
saying
has a reason for their behavior, but like, that's the that the
it's
reason.
Like, sad. I feel bad for him.
We need to say that,
you know,
the trauma stops here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I know he feels guilty, and I know he wishes that he could have. I mean, when he sees me like struggling in relationships with guys, I think he knows that it's because he didn't want to go to the father-daughter dance with me in first grade or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe. It's because he was too embarrassed to like.
But I think
he would go. He would just hug the wall and be a little
Our
awkward.
Dad is super shy and super like socially awkward.
I wouldn't say shy, just, but definitely socially awkward.
Yeah, wait, did I say shy?
With emotion. Sorry. Yeah.
Socially awkward.
But to your dad's defense, who is an amazing man, I hear you, because my dad also never like said I love you and all of this. So now I need people, like the people I love. You guys know, I'll text Olivia, like, I haven't talked to you today. Are you mad at me? Like,
I love. Name like, three things you like about me right now.
I love you hard, because that's what I needed. But like, same with my dad, like, he's like, my dad didn't even know what fucking school I went to, and I showed up to your games. Like, that's his way of telling me he loves me.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, all you can hope is that you do better than the parents' generation before.
Yeah.
And you're a better mom because of that.
100%.
And Remy will be a better dad because of you.
Well, and also you need to be careful. The things that I'm learning, because I'm trying to make the trauma stop here, is that if you did come from a love avoidant father and now you are a anxious attached style, if you have a son, the likelihood of you enmeshing him, honestly, it's like, they call it emotional incest, like trying to get like validation from this male energy through your son.
No
like,
longer.
That's higher. Yeah. Like, it's like, and when I think about it, I'm like, I was obsessed with Mikey. Then I had Remy, and I was obsessed with Remy, and I wasn't obsessed with Mikey anymore. And it's like, that is a pattern. And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to turn Remy into a love avoidant if I continue to enmesh him.
Yeah, but you also have to, I mean, don't put it all on you. Like, you need one of the most attractive things I think I see in like couples that I want to be one day is like when the husband sticks up for the wife. Like, if a kid is being disrespectful to the mother, he's like, don't speak to my wife that way.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have that.
Mikey does that for me still.
Oh, good.
Like, when I FaceTime the kids last night, he'll be like, Remy, stop. Like, talk to your mom. Because Remy will be like, I'm on Roblox, mom. Like, leave me alone. And I'm like, just love me. You know?
Play Roblox. Yeah. No, there's pedos on there.
Yeah.
No, it's so bad.
Really?
Hell yeah. If you're a pedo in this day and age, you go on the Xbox and all the games and you pretend you're 10.
But Remy doesn't know how to read or write.
But does he talk to any?
No.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
No.
That's good.
He doesn't even know how to play. But yeah, I do. That's one of the things I'm so grateful for with my ex-husband. I'm so happy that he's such a loving father to my daughter and to my son.
All you can ask.
Because my daughter's not going to have the same fucked up issues I have with men, because she's getting so much love from her dad. And that's like all I could ask for.
Well, I think that's just like, but I think that's also just learning like the harsh reality of the world. It's like, not everybody's going to like love you. And like, you kind of just miss those red flags because you just didn't
you
know
think
them.
It's normal.
Well, yeah, in a way. But I feel like everybody goes through that.
Yeah. On that note of kind of just hearing all of this, what are things that you want as to be when you become a mom, and when you become a mom, things you're like, oh, I kind of wish I had this as a kid. Like, you're like, I want to make sure when I have kids, I'm this way. What type of mom do you want to be?
Well, I personally believe, after you guys trash talked our parents, I think that our parents did an incredible job, and I worry that I won't even live up to the standard that they set, because they were so completely and utterly selfless. They had 5 kids within 8 years of each other. They stayed together. They worked through a marriage, which obviously no marriage is perfect. They like dedicated each day to our extracurriculars and our financial, you know, stability.
I kind of think it's selfish to have 5 kids in 8 years.
Well, see, so we all have a different mentality, but I am like, definitely look at our parents with a half glass full type of vibes. I'm like, I'm so insanely impressed and grateful and honored that I had them as parents. I think that they did a phenomenal job.
They definitely did a phenomenal job.
So you'll carry on like that selflessness.
I'm going to try. Yes, yeah. I'm going to try to do that. Absolutely. I feel like it's cool with my mom. It's like, she never wore makeup. She never didn't care about designer things. She never put on like,
that's not
going to
be
clothes.
You,
like,
sweetie.
I know. I was like,
I really admire that our mom, it was like, it was never about her. It's never been about her. And same thing with our dad. Like, he literally shops on eBay so that we can like have something for when he passes. Like, I can't imagine a more selfless person than somebody that wakes up every day to work for everybody else.
Because he's overcompensating for the fact that he couldn't be emotionally
there. Yeah, because he loves us so much. It's so nice.
The thing is, there was never a question of the fact that they loved us so much. They do love us so much. But unfortunately, not everybody knows how to love well. And, you know, it was a little traumatic with our mom being like always working, always on tour, and then us having a rotating door of nannies who you'd get attached to and then they'd leave.
Well, kind of. That really normal was there all the time.
I had a different situation. I was the oldest. You know,
I was the middle child of five. I just read something about siblings having very different realities and the versions of parents growing up. Like the parents you got is much different than the parents I got.
Yeah.
And I
did you even ever get spanked?
Or no. No, I didn't. But I also had no one at my college graduation.
I did.
Yeah. And also, one thing with you is like,
that was sad.
You had to grow out of holidays faster. Like, you lose all of that earlier.
I remember mom would always make me feel like such a brat because I still wanted Christmas to be special when I was like 8.
Yeah.
Like, that's traumatizing for a kid. Yeah. So like, the parents you got are very different than the parents I got. I got the parents that were done being parents by the time I was.
Yeah, but you got me to be your mom.
Yeah.
I didn't have anybody
there. Aurora taught
me
how to tie my shoes. She did my hair for the photo days at school, for all my recitals, for my first communion.
See, I was parentified. It was like our mom would be on tour and then my dad would be like, okay, guys, like mommy's not here right now. And I'm like, okay, there's no love in this house. I guess I'll have to be that.
Mommy's not here anymore.
And then like, I'm like the mom and that's like, I think that's why when I was 15 and I was like done raising my first set of children, I'm like, I am going crazy. I'm going to be wild now.
Yeah, I do think you had maybe a very, very false sense of confidence because you were like the queen of the house. And then maybe when you were brushed out into the real world, you were just like, it was a little too much for you to cope with. And the confidence that you had was broken.
I'm like, I have adult responsibilities, but like, I don't feel like an adult. So let's just take acid.
Yeah. Okay, what else do you guys have coming up? Travels? Like anything fun?
We're going to do a New Year's trip, right? With the Nader sisters?
Oh.
Or January trip, not New Year's.
President's weekend. I mean, we'll see. What else did I have?
I didn't hear about that.
You're not invited. I'm just kidding.
You're in the group chat.
So many things you don't hear about. It's because you don't check your text.
It's my brain.
You have a brain.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to Crusty Butt skiing.
Crusty Booty.
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I hope so. Do you ski?
I ski. Okay. I haven't in like 10 years, but
you have to come.
I am not a great skier.
Crested Butte.
I am not.
You're just scared.
I don't have that thing in me that like seeks adrenaline. Like I don't want to throw my body down a mountain on skis. You go fast, okay? Like if you don't know how to stop,
I think your proportions are off, honestly, to go skiing because you're so tall.
I have like deer legs. It's like I can't even hold my legs up.
Like Bambi.
Yeah, you know Bambi on ice? Like that is me on skis.
Maybe it's better if you just hang back at the lodge.
Well, Michael's a really good skier because he grew up in Utah. And I'm like,
tell him he can pull you on a little donut.
Yeah, you could sled.
I'll go on your back. Just go down the mountain and hold me. No, I told him I'll bake cookies. That's my due diligence.
I'm taking the kids to the snow next week. And I'm so excited. We're going to Breckenridge, Colorado.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be like Santa's workshop. Where are you guys staying? Hallmark movie. I got a cabin. We're bringing my in-laws, my brother-in-law and his wife and my niece.
You're going to love it.
My sister's pregnant again. My sister-in-law's pregnant as well. So everyone's pregnant right now.
Babies.
So many babies. Yeah. So I'm just trying to get them all like, listen to me and sleep train them. Because one of them is not. And I'm a little nervous to be in the cabin with her. Mm. She won't let anyone hold her except her dad. I can't even hold her. So it's like hard to connect, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you gotta train this girl.
That's tough.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I like, you need to write a book or a pamphlet. Oh, yeah. I'll take anything.
I'm honestly
the parent I want to be. I want to be like a parent that is on a schedule. I don't want my kids to run my life.
Yeah.
Because I'll go crazy.
Maybe you should be like a newborn coach.
I already did it with my dog.
I'm thinking about like putting out an ebook or something about like your first year of scheduling
and
how to create a life for yourself while having children.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I would have bought that. I bought many of those.
Yeah.
I don't follow any of them.
Bucks or something. Wait, I just saw this on
small. Like I feel like some of them about like there's like an intro and there's a foreword. No, just like
you need like 4 pages. Like that's literally all you need.
Wait, did you guys know this? Because this just came up on my Instagram and I was like, probably should have known that because like I did go to school for nutrition, but the breast milk at night has melatonin and in the morning it has cortisol.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
So when you freeze your milk, if you're not labeling it AM and PM, you could be giving your baby at midnight cortisol.
Yeah.
So no wonder they're not sleeping.
You always label AM and PM.
That's interesting.
You didn't do that?
No. I mean, I only breastfed and pumped with Jackson for like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was a struggle.
The other thing is like you have to breastfeed for like
10 minutes on one side and then switch. If you do like 5 and 5, then you only get the 4 milk, which is less fat. Like you have to like, there's all, believe me. It's so funny because I'm so removed from that now. And it's like that took up so much brain space for so long. And I'm like,
it's nuts. It was hard. I was scared to like restart because I had Conway and Jackson 2 under 2. And it was like, bang, bang. I was just pregnant and just that's all I did. And then I had a 5-year gap and then so much had changed. I had to get back in that mindset. Mm-hmm. And it was actually so much easier than I thought. And Jackson, they helped so much. I think I told this to Aurora, but one day a couple weeks ago, Jackson, he's like, can I get Nala? Like, they always want to like race to wake her up.
Aww.
And I was like, yes, I'm going to finish this laundry. You go in the room and you just like play with her. I'll be there in 2 minutes. I go, the door's closed. I'm like, this motherfucker didn't go get her. She's like late to wake up. I open the door, lights on, baby's out of the crib. He was changing her diaper and put a new outfit on her all by himself and warmed up the bottle so that it was ready downstairs. So it's like there. He's like the biggest helper.
He's 8?
Seven.
Seven?
Wait, Conway did this?
Jackson.
No, don't trust Conway. I said to Kristen, I was like, don't ask Conway to do that.
So like, how come I can't bring her down the stairs? I'm like, I'm not giving you my fat baby to pull down
the
stairs.
He'd be like, I put her in the sled. We pulled her down.
I don't know what happened.
I picked her up and holds her and she's like, hanging on for dear life.
By her neck.
Yeah.
How cute.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. So sweet.
So fun. Yeah. Sweet.
Okay, so wedding planning. I'm so excited.
Oh, any other
questions?
Can you
believe it?
Yeah, I do have.
Isn't that surprised? Like, are you? I feel like it's so soon. It's going to be here.
It's so soon, but I'm also so ready. I'm ready for the next.
You're doing ready for a party. The engagement party was fun.
The engagement party was fun. You guys, do you think I'm going to have a date for your wedding?
I mean, honestly, for the sake of the capacity limit, I hope not.
She's like, you have to tell me tomorrow.
I want to say a funny story from Olivia's engagement party. So at the very end, we're about to leave. And then I look at Katrina and my friend Gina, and Gina's like holding her. And I'm like, what happened? And Katrina fell and broke her rib.
Ugh.
And now she was fine and had a great time the whole time. And we get back to the hotel and I'm the asshole. I'm like, you're fine. And she's like, she's like a moaning cat in the Uber. She's like, ah, and I'm like laughing. I'm like, you're fine. God, I'm on the phone with her husband. Like, she's just, it's okay. She had a couple of glasses of champagne. She's going to be fine. Goes to the ER, ends up breaking her rib. And she is so committed to get back to her family. She took a train across the country.
Train?
Yes.
Because she couldn't fly because her lung was punctured.
Yeah, they didn't want to risk anything happening to her lung.
Or I don't know if her lung was
and
punctured.
And also, Gina and Katrina were sharing a hotel room. And poor Gina's like stuck with this moaning Katrina.
I can't think of anyone better for the job.
Honestly, Gina's like one of my best friends from Boston days. And I'm obsessed with her.
She's
and
so
anytime
nice.
I connect with one of my girlfriends, she helps them in some way.
Yeah.
And someone asked me this because this leads to you, Olivia. Olivia introduced her doctor who did her endosurgery to my friend Gina, who has been struggling for years. And I thought that was just such a beautiful moment. Like once it's just a true testament of once you have amazing girlfriends, like I am so stoked when I hear stories like that. I'm not like jealous or you can't be friends. That's my friends. Mm-hmm. Like when my friends help each other start hanging out, I'm like, this is so cool.
Yeah. And then Katrina and Jenna Sim started doing like, I don't know.
She helped her with her registry.
I'm so stuck up. She took a train.
She had to.
Oh, yeah. Her and her mom. And it gave her and her mom like this like, 5 days on a train to bond.
And that was another beautiful silver lining moment, too, because right before that, on the way there, she got to see her parents because she's from New Hampshire. And she's like, you know, they're getting older. You don't see your family as much.
Yeah.
And because of that, she had to stay home for a couple days. And she spent a couple days with her parents. So
that's nice.
There was a silver lining there.
Silver lining to the broken.
It was a lit engagement party.
Okay. Well, we're going to answer one more question before we wrap this up. Somebody wants to know, is there any fashion that irks you? It doesn't have to be trending right now.
Oh, yes.
Crocs for me. I'm like, what are we doing?
Crocs. Okay, you think that's boring?
I don't
say
yours,
judge,
but
we'll do another one.
I mean, we're not like the really, really big eyelash extensions.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I know.
What
it's so
is bad.
I'm like, you are so beautiful without them. Take them off.
I know.
It
I can't
not
do that
look
either.
Good. No guy likes them. How about this? Final thoughts going into 2024. What are your goals? Something you're hoping for.
Oh, I love
for.
This.
What are you manifesting in 2024?
2024, what I want, I really just, you know, I want to grow in my career. And I also want to...
What do you
want to
do in your career specifically to put it out there?
I have a lot of targeted brands that I want to work in, more in fashion that I just like have always wanted
What's a dream brand? And
right
we'll tag
now?
Them.
Yeah.
Ooh, we were
Wait,
just...
don't say it out loud because I feel like people could cast an evil eye.
Yeah. But you want to go more into high fashion, though.
More into high fashion, more back into modeling, which is what I did when I was younger. And I just kind of preferred that side of things sometimes, which I think I like to mix it up. And I want to really start working towards buying a house.
I love that. That's an amazing goal. What about you, Aurora?
You're going to poke a hole. That in my own house. One of my goals, I feel like I've learned so much. Just implementing some of the things I've learned about, you know, attracting a partner. I think I'm finally ready to like be looking towards a new relationship. It took a long time to even get there. I was loyal to my ex-husband way after we were divorced. It just felt like I was cheating on him if I even talked to another guy. So it's just interesting. Now I'm feeling like I'm emerging in a place where like I'm ready to show my body at the beach, but like I haven't done the work at the gym yet. So like I need to finish doing my work on myself and then just stick to the things that I've learned, like implement them. Like, yeah.
Nice.
That is amazing. That was a really amazing analogy. Anyway, I want to spend more time. I want to allow myself more time to really connect with myself and figure out exactly what I want next. I'm a big believer in visualizing and manifesting in that way. And I feel like I haven't really had enough time to do that in the last couple months. So I want more time to really sit with that. And also I'd like to be more present where I am, maybe be able to slow
make
things
a baby
down a little bit. I definitely
not
definitely,
live on an airplane this year.
Yes, not live on an airplane. I want to definitely have a baby.
It's funny. Yay. I want to live on an airplane next year. That's what I want.
Really?
To. Yeah. I'm ready. I'm sick of just being like living for other people. I'm like, I'm doing me.
Nice.
But yeah, I love my boyfriend so much and he's very supportive. That's my other thing. I read this thing about falling in love is easy. Like it's the easy part. It's growing in love that is the hard part. And it's
you know who said
tend
that?
To not commit.
Sahil Bloom, who was on Barely Filtered.
Oh,
just
no
saying.
That was on our.
Yeah. Maybe that's where I saw it.
Like, that sounds so familiar.
Maybe that's where I saw it. But like, I feel like finally for the first time I'm with a partner that is so committed to growing in love. And that's really exciting for 2024.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. It seems so functional.
He's
so far away from where I'm
so
at.
So functional. He's taught me a lot.
First step is closing that one door that you just talked about.
Yeah, I know.
My goal is to launch the brand I've been secretly working on for the last year and a half. So like actually launching it, making it live and making that like my full-time thing. And just being always, the goal is to be a better mom and to be more present with my kids and to move and buy my first home in Nashville.
Yay!
That was amazing.
You can tell that Kristen like really thinks about this a lot. Is that like really poured
out?
It's
my turn.
And I know now when I get massages, I do what you do and I visualize the life that I want.
Every time. Oh, really? You're moving to Tennessee. You're moving to Tennessee. That's what the angel girl
you
said.
Get a cowboy. You get a cowboy.
Seriously. Thanks, guys. Okay. This was fun.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.